IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom to discuss today's topic, Brother Habib and Shaykh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Rouhani. Welcome to Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the meaning of istikbar. Do we have any Quranic definition for this term? And who are modern mustakbirs? The term istikbar is roughly translated into English as arrogance, but I think it is not a comprehensive full definition or equivalent for istikbar. Brother Habib, would you define first the concept of istikbar for us?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Of course, the word istikbar, as you said, like the basic way to translate it would be the word arrogance. It is one of the key words used in the Islamic terminology.
Yes.
Or if you want to have a dictionary of references or terminologies available in the Islamic world,
yes,
istikbar will be very clear to those who are opponents mm-hmm. and enemies of the truth,
okay.
Those standing in the path of truth.
Okay.
And it goes back to the factor of that arrogance or self-pride or what I like to call nadhariyat mahwar al-kawn, where the theory of that they think that everything revolves around them, that mm-hmm. if they die, the world is going to stop spinning.
Mm-hmm.
So because of their self-interest, because of their self-desires, they stand in the path of guidance. They try to turn off the light of guidance. And therefore causing nations of people or generations of humanity to fall astray.
Okay.
So that's the most simple way I could put it forward.
Does it start with the religion of Islam? Because you said truth. So when say they are opponent to
Is there
truth,
any other truth other than the religion of Islam?
For example, before we had so many prophets.
It was also called Islam as well.
Okay.
It was also called Islam as well. Mm-hmm. Moses was called a Muslim.
Yes.
Abraham was called a Muslim. The okay. sons of Abraham were called Muslims. Noah was called a Muslim. The meaning of Muslims is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So istikbar is anti-God.
It's, you could call it anti-monetism.
That's right. Okay. That's all right. Shaykh Rouhani, what are the main characteristics of, this concept? I mean, istikbar, who are they? Were they from, for example, day one, active in the world? Or no, it is a modern concept, especially in the political scene of the world?
Of course, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is rooted in, from the Quran perspective, the word istikbar comes from the root kibr.
Mm-hmm.
Kibr means selfishness. Or arrogance, to be very much proud of yourself and ignore the others, let's say, values or, for example, better qualities. This is a kind of kibr that is, istikbar comes from this root. But of course, in the Quran, in the story of Satan, we see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to prostrate before Adam, in the Quran it said, Aba wastakbara.
Mm-hmm.
Then Satan did not listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not obey the truth. When you deny the truth, the haqiqah, it is a kind of istikbar.
Okay.
If you obey, if you confirm or let's say submit to the truth, then of course it is the opposite of istikbar.
Mm-hmm.
That is why from this perspective, we can say that whoever in this world, in the modern world, who deny and reject the haqiqah, the truth.
Yes.
They are mustakbir. Okay. Their viewpoints, their idea is satanic.
Okay. And what is that haqiqah, Brother Habib? When we say truth and haqiqah, what is it exactly?
Total submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. Stated before Islam.
Okay.
The meaning of Islam again, submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this roots back to the importance of understanding the notion of la ilaha illallah.
Mm-hmm.
That belief in tawheed.
Yes.
The effect it has and the application it has towards human beings. There's a small interpretation of Ayatul Kursi,
mm-hmm.
written by Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Very beautifully put forward the facts and the importance of believing in one God.
Mm-hmm.
When you believe in one God, as well mentioned in the saying of Al-Fadl ibn Shadhan, in Alal al-Sharai'a, Sheikh al-Saduq narrates it in various of his books, the concept that believing in one God means that you believe in one authority. When you have that one authority, it means you do not follow anyone or anything else. You're under one rule.
Yes.
And who is this ruler? It is an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-knowledgeable being or existence. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not following anything else. Therefore, if you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, then complete social and individual peace will be available.
That's
complete
right.
Social and individual order will be available.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons why, again, going back to
the
purpose of life.
So when we say injustice in today's world, when we see, for example, lack of kindness, lack of passion towards the people. Nowadays, we could see, for example, Israel attacking Gaza people. So many children, a kind of ethnic cleansing is happening, a kind of genocide is happening. So although they believe in a religion, Judaism, but still, we can say that inside the religion, there are some mustakbirs, isn't it?
Yes. There's a couple of points I want to point out too. First of all, the saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the root of kufr, the root of infidelity are three. And he states one of them is envy. And the second one he states is istikbar, arrogance.
Okay.
That's one thing. And the second thing is that, again, highlighting what I stated about following one authority, that authority must be correct.
Mm-hmm.
It must be the reality. It must not be corrupted.
Yes.
It must not have any strayness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the religion of Judaism was played with. Again, if you go into the ideology of Judaism, you see that there's this concept of them thinking that they are the chosen people of Allah.
Yes.
They are the chosen people of the Creator.
Yes.
And they say it themselves, the rest of the humanity are like mere water drops,
yes.
And they are the river.
Yes.
They have that. They have that very clear in the Torah, and they use that as a. They cite that a lot to prove their point. And again, they politically wise, they state the animal thing that you wanted to say, that we're like rats, and they're the good people and clean people or whatever.
Yes.
And then when you have that mentality, that's bringing in self-interest, that's bringing in hatred towards other. You know, let's call it cultures. Then you have this hatred towards them.
Yes.
With that ideology, yeah, you're going to see results
That's
coming
right.
in like what we're seeing in Palestine, where they don't care as long as that they feel a threat, not certain about it.
Yes.
They feel the threat, even if it's between children,
yes.
even if it was in a hospital, they're willing to bomb it down. They're willing to kill 500 people for the sake of killing two or three people.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, who is ruling over them? Shaykh Rouhani, I mean, except satanic powers, satanic temptations, carnal desires, which are active, you know. Who is ruling over these arrogant powers in the world? Can we, for example, say, do they have any secret or hidden, for example, agenda or manifestation for themselves all across the world? And this must be regardless of the color, you know, language and religion. You can find mustakbir in all the religions, okay?
You know, from the Islamic perspective, the evildoers are not the followers of the truth, are not the obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
The evildoers, the wrongdoers are always following Satan.
Yes.
Their mentality is satanic.
Yes.
It means that Satan is ruling over them. Because if you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, you would observe, for example, justice.
Yes.
Because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair.
Yes.
And then, of course, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be also just and fair. When you do not observe the rule of justice in your life, Yes. It means that you're not following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And your religion is not the true religion.
Yes.
Your belief is not the true belief. Okay. Because justice is one of the criteria by which we can evaluate the true teachings of a religion.
Yes.
That is why from the Islamic perspective, if someone deny and rejects the truth, the haqiqah of justice, in their political affairs, in their social, let's say, conducts, in their moral conducts, mm-hmm. even in their individual conducts.
Yes. Forgetting God.
This kind of behavior or acts or deeds that they perform mm-hmm. in their life cannot yes. be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But have you pointed out, referred to a nice point, saying a kind of muwahhid lifestyle. If you are not muwahhid, you do not have any monotheistic look at the world on that time, you fall into the traps of, for example, secularism, mundane life, you know, materialistic looks at the life, then self-centricism comes into the play, isn't it? So you are now the god of the world. You consider yourself as the main deity of the world. So whatever you decide, you think it is true.
That's the nature of human beings. They see themselves, if when they gain the power, when they gain the strength, they see themselves as gods.
Mm-hmm.
They strive, human beings, if without the discipline of, or what I like to call the divine discipline of Allah, that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without that divine discipline, they will become gods in their eyes. They will become like Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
They will become like Qarun. They will become yes. like any other infidel who fought the prophets, who fought the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seeing it in this world again, going back to the point of who rules them.
Yes.
No one rules them. They rule themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Their desires are the ones that are ruling.
Okay.
Again, there was this speech from Hosni Mubarak, former Egyptian prime minister, where he states that, where he was asked, like, why don't you go into Palestine? Why don't you send troops to Palestine and, you know, just end it? He said, to fight who? The United States? And everyone started laughing. It was clear. Why? Why is everyone afraid to enter Palestine? We're Muslims. We're seeing our Muslim brothers and sisters dying. But the question is, why are the countries afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Is it only because we're afraid of war? Why don't we put our hands together and fight this war? Are we looking for our self-interest? I mean, look at some Arab countries.
Yeah.
During this time or these times of hardships for another Muslim country, they're out there having parties, dancing yeah. together in a country where Islam came,
mm-hmm.
where Islam came into existence.
Yeah.
So when you look at that, you just start to think by yourself. I said this before to a couple of brothers in a special meeting, that one of the benefits from the Palestinian war is that it has uncovered the need for an imam.
Mm-hmm.
The need for an authority or a divine authority. When you see that the Muslims cannot come together to come and fight a common enemy, you start to think to yourself, who's in charge of the Muslims? Where do we return to when we need a leader?
Yes.
Where do we go back to? Do we go back to bin Salman? Or do we go back to, for example, the Sisi?
Mm-hmm.
To whom do we go back to?
Yes.
We need a ruler as Muslims. We need an imam. We need a leader. We need someone who orders us to do this or to do that as a Muslim nation,
yes.
as a Muslim community. So I believe that one of the benefits that happened in the Palestinian war is that it shows the importance of imamah, the need of imamah, and inshallah ta'ala, under the flag of our imam, Imam Sahib al-Asr al-Zaman, inshallah ta'ala, we will see it. We will see inshallah. That blessing inshallah ta'ala.
That's all right. That's right. This is the pivotal point, that who is, for example, the leader, who must be the leader, what are his characteristics, you know, who can make unity between all these Muslims. Nowadays, as you said, because of political and the social interest, nobody's getting into the scene. Of course, they are supporting, they have some congresses here and there, conferences, okay, but it's not fruitful at all.
I mean, like, I'm sorry about this, but like, you know, we have this in the, you know, you guys have it in yeah. the Iranian culture, we have it in the Arab culture.
Yeah.
Go get married.
Yeah.
They hit their chest. We're with you. We'll bring you gifts. We'll give you everything. We'll get you the house. Don't worry. They hit their chest. And then when they go get married, what do they bring you? Glass cups.
Yes.
That's exactly what the Palestinians are going
through
right now.
Which is breakable.
That's what the Palestinians are going right now. Like the Arab nations, the Muslims, everyone. Mm-hmm. They said, we're with you. We're standing with you. We're not going to let the enemy attack you. We're not going to let the enemy harm you. We're not going to let the enemy, you know, destroy you. Half of Gaza has disappeared, has become into rubble.
Yes.
Where are you?
Where are you? That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of istikbar and who are the modern mustakbirs. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gathered here with my family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young or woman or man, we're here for the same reason. We want to take back our land.